every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And hello! It's Wednesday here on the show, isn't it? Yes, it is. We got a lot to talk about here today. Dynamite is tonight. And sometime recently, we got four matches announced for the show. So that's very good. We'll give you the lineup for the program coming up here tonight. And also, of course, last night was NXT. NXT was a fallout show from the weekend Heatwave event. And they're already building up to their next big event, which is September 27th. So we got a month to go before this show. And we already have a NXT title match, an NXT women's title match, and a speed title match all announced for the show. So 4 weeks to build all of those up. We also have the latest on Raja Jackson and Psycho Stu, which we've been following for the last couple of days. A couple of WWE ID talent have been released, and we have some notes on that. We've got updates on Swerve Strickland and his knee surgery. Queen Aminata, who was stranded in the UK, but is on her way back. Collision ratings, and of course, as always, the full NXT TV report from last night. Filthy Tom Lawler joining us here today. So we'll have a lot to talk about. And if you would like to join the show, multiple ways to do so. You can text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com is the email. I'm F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Back in a moment with more, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler joining us here today. How you feeling?
All things considered, pretty good.
Wow.
Just got out of rehab.
What are you doing there?
Lower body exercises. Leg curls, the bike.
Wow.
Hip three-way, short arc quads, long arc quads, clamshell.
Is it written there on your wall?
No.
Oh, you're looking at something when you read it.
I've got to do these. Nah, I adjusted the camera angle to try to get a different like edge on the room, but that's why. Does it look like I'm looking off camera?
Yeah. Doesn't matter. You know, I look off camera the entire time.
I'm going to start watching it like they used to watch the monitors in WWE.
I used to look right at the camera, but people were all creeped out, so they told me to stop doing that. All right. Rampage Jackson does not condone his son's actions. In a live stream Tuesday,
I hope
at
not.
A bowling alley, by the way, he addressed the incident that took place over the weekend. He said, "I feel bad about what happened to Psycho Stu. I don't condone what my son did. Very unfortunate. I wasn't there. I'm a father. I got to have my son's back. I'm going to let justice play out, take this to court. I can't talk about any details or stuff like that. I can't really go into nothing. This has put me in a bad mood. I feel bad about Psycho Stu and his family. His family had to see that. I just wish I could have been there. Hopefully one day," he says, "I can meet Psycho Stu, shake his hand, have a man-to-man with him and stuff. I'm just going to get back to being myself. I don't got the right words to say. The haters are going to twist my words. I wasn't there. Y'all need to know I don't condone Raj's conduct, and I hope Psycho Stu can forgive me, myself, as a dad, for not understanding everything." So that was Rampage's statement. And
pretty level-headed,
yeah.
I think.
I mean, you know, we talked about that video the other day that he did before all of this went down, where basically he said, you know, I'm saving college money for my two Asian kids, and I'm saving money for bail for Raja. So, you know, clearly there's been, he's had it in his mind for a while that things are going to go bad. And, you know, he's not defending what happened. So I don't really have much of an update today, although I was sent a photo of Stu in the hospital. And he's sitting up in bed and he's smiling. And he's surrounded by a lot of people. So that looks like, you know, somewhat progress. Of a positive update. Yeah, he's definitely sitting up and smiling, looking at the camera, and they're all, you know, giving the big, you know, high-fiving to the camera
That's
or whatever.
That's good to hear.
So that is good to hear. But he's still in the hospital, and I don't really have an update other than that. And, you know, hope everything keeps getting better. I haven't actually checked the GoFundMe in a while, but, I mean, I think it was close to, it may be over $100,000 now that they're raising for him. And, you know, he is a veteran, so hopefully, like I talked about yesterday, hopefully that, you know, usually veterans got pretty good medical, so hopefully that continues.
Really? All I ever hear about is people complaining about the VA.
Really? My dad was a veteran, and man, they take care of everything. I mean, I guess we'll, hopefully that's the case with him as well. But let's see if I can find out where they're at right now. But, okay, let's see. So his GoFundMe, linked up, I'm sure, all over the place. Not hard to find. $153,000 so far. The goal has been bumped up to $200,000. So that's awesome news. And hopefully he makes as close to a full recovery as he can make. So all of the best to him. Have you heard anything else?
I haven't heard anything else. I watched this full hour, 20-minute long AJ Mana interview last night where he tried, I mean, he said that he was in character when he gave the call to give Stu the receipt. He said that was part of the show. A few conflicting statements on his part, but he was fired up, real emotional during the entire interview. It's actually done with CT Fletcher, the bodybuilder of all people. Apparently they are friends. So it was on CT Fletcher's podcast. And I mean, a very emotional hour plus coming from him, running every gamut of emotions. Like, part of you watches it and thinks that he's in character the whole time, even though he's clearly saying that he's not. He refers to Stu as his brother multiple times, but then also kind of goes off on him about drinking backstage. And the interview is all over the place. You can get a lot of information, I guess you could say. He refused kind of to name who he thinks it is that threw him under the bus because they're so powerful. But I mean, a short Google search will tell you who the owner of Knox Pro is. So
who threw him under the bus? What's he talking about? People were angry at him because of the kick footage. He's on camera.
He says that was as a character. That was not AJ. That was AJ Mana speaking. It was not Andre talking there. That was part of the character. And essentially he kind of thinks that he was set up in a way. He says he wasn't even there, or he was in the back. I can't even remember because he may have said both, but he said that he was in the back when it happened and he saw footage of it. You know, he was getting ready for another show, to head to another show. Just, there's a lot of, you should watch it and draw your own conclusions.
Well, I haven't watched it, but I will say this, okay? You know, AJ Mana, I know, is
he's going through something. Let me put it that way.
He's very upset. He thinks his life, everyone's ruined his life. And, you know, he does claim that what he said was in character. But here's the thing with the in character. I got two things to say about this, okay? Number one, you and I were both workers, okay? Somebody in the back before the show telling you to get your receipt on somebody. Never in my lifetime. First off, I've never even really seen that. I've heard about people talking about getting receipts and after the match saying
I have had
a receipt
people,
or whatever.
I have had people offer me money to shoot on people.
Okay. But here's the thing, okay? Here's the thing. If I had been back there as a person who has been working professionally in a ring since 1998, if somebody said, go out there and get your receipt on that guy, like, in no universe would I think, well, that guy's being in character backstage before the show, telling me to get a receipt on Marco Stunt, and he's just in character and he doesn't really want me to do it. If someone backstage tells you to get a receipt, who would think that they're being in character? Like, they're telling you to get a receipt on a guy when you go to the ring. Now, with that said, and I will say this, and I know that, you know, people are putting all of the blame on AJ Munna for telling the guy to go get a receipt. I don't believe in any universe that AJ Munna, when he told the guy to get the receipt, thought, this guy's going to go out there and he's going to try and kill Stu. And he's going to slam him, and he's going to try to murder him. I don't believe for one second that's what he thought. I think maybe he thought, hey, you know, he'll go out there and give him a good shot or whatever. But I don't think that, you know, if you look at what the end result was, I don't think there's any universe where AJ Munna thought that's what's going to happen, and I condone that. But the idea that when you told the guy to go get a receipt, you actually didn't mean that and you were in character, as a worker, and I don't know what you think, but as a worker, I would never in a million years have thought that's a guy being in character. That's a guy telling you what to do. Go get a receipt on the guy.
Yeah. He also said that, you know, a lot of it is because people are trying to get clickbait. And while, I mean, yeah, that is a portion of it when it goes to, you know, clipping these things and putting them out there on social media, you don't want to be the chum putting yourself on the hook, so to speak, to be the bait. Like, this happened in front of people's eyes. It's not as if people are making up some of these things.
No, now, we can all watch now, the entire 2 hours. Yeah.
Now, he claims that, you know, it was misconstrued because he was in character, but yeah, that's pretty much all I got from it. I don't think we need to spend much more time on
Well, I will say one more
this
thing.
Interview, but
okay. If you're doing something in character, you're doing it in character to other workers. It's already been made clear that Raj wasn't a worker. You don't tell a non-worker in character to get... Anyway, back in a moment, Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is going to be joining us Friday. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. I think Lance will have a lot to talk about this whole in-character thing as well. But we're going to move on to another topic here.
Has he ever been out of character?
Lance?
Well, I guess when he was...
I'm not sure Lance was ever in character.
Was he a ladies' man at one point in the WWE?
Oh, hold on a second.
Breaking news?
Let's see. Just before, this is from Ian Carey. Just before he went on the air, TMZ Sports published an interview with Daniel Malo with some updates. Okay, so this is apparently just came out. 10:55 a.m., so an hour before the show. Good news, it says here, if I can get past all these ads. Good news for Stuart Psycho Stu Smith on the medical front. The pro wrestler is conscious and communicating from his hospital bed. According to Douglas Malo, the man who came to the rescue, stopped Roger Jackson during the brutal attack. He says, Stu remembers mostly what happened during the early parts of the day. He's talking a little bit. He's alert. He's still got some injuries that are very serious, not like life-threatening serious, but facial injuries, stuff like that, he told TMZ Sports. Smith has been hospitalized, and actually there's a picture right there of Stu in the hospital, surrounded by people, sitting up smiling. Smith has been hospitalized since the violent, ugly incident Saturday, which could have been significantly worse if Malo hadn't stepped in and stopped the attack. By intervening, Doug found himself tussling with Jackson. And although he has some bumps and bruises, he believes he could have been seriously injured. I'm angry at what he did to my friend, he says. I'm angry for him punching me in the face. Angry for him that when I went to take him off and told him to calm down, he tried to double leg me. And that's actually the extent of the update. So he claims that he's in the hospital. Still some serious injuries, but the injuries at this point not life-threatening. So hopefully that's... That's all accurate, and hopefully he'll continue recovering at this rate. So there you go. That's from TMZ. All right.
Why don't you go to another TMZ story? You got the one about Brooke Hogan?
I didn't really want to read that one.
No.
Well, Brooke went to Hogan's funeral, and she said he looked TV ready.
Whatever they did,
she said he had the mustache, the Fu Manchu, the bandana, and he looked TV ready. She was happy to see him looking, I guess, all right. She's upset there's no toxicology report, but I guess, like, the manner in which he passed away, they couldn't do it. I guess there was an autopsy. I don't think the results are out yet. She basically wants to know, you know, why he had a heart attack, and which, you know, I can understand wanting to know.
She said the police department was very cooperative with her, showed her the footage of that morning. She said she felt for Hogan's wife, Skye, what she saw, which sounded kind of like a making of amends in a way, because I don't believe she had very much good to say about her leading up to that. So hopefully that quelled whatever, you know, thoughts Brooke had about the situation, and she can move on and the entire family can move on. And we can also move on.
Well, we're going to half move on because this kind of... I'll just read it. So we got three wrestlers have departed the WWE ID program. Aaron Roberts announced his release. He said, I've been fired from my dream job. He's now accepting bookings. Ice Williams and Jordan Oasis, according to PW Insider, have also been released. Williams from the West Coast. Oasis from Pacific Northwest. I know Jordan Oasis.
Ice Williams from FSW here in Vegas.
Yep, and Jordan Oasis trained at Buddy's school. And also Knox Pro. And, of course, you know, this happened like the day or 2 days after what happened with Roger Jackson. And so I think a lot of people have presumed, well, this is a response to that. I was specifically told that these cuts were all, like, the decision was made that these people would be cut before the weekend even happened.
Yes.
So these are unrelated to anything that happened. Even, you know, Jordan, who worked for Knox, it's all unrelated to what happened with Roger Jackson. It's just that's when it all came out that they were being released, was shortly after it happened. But the decision had been made to release them before any of this even happened. So it's unrelated. Swerve Strickland had his surgery. Torn meniscus. Suffered in 2019. That gives me hope. Yeah.
6 years ago. What?
Well, you know, the meniscus, that's the one that will heal to a degree.
Yeah, but you have to be a man in the first place, Brian.
How dare you, Tom?
What are you, a boyiscus?
First off, it's 2025. What are we doing talking about you got to be a man? Disgusted.
Well, you're supposed to be.
Anyway, he'll be back when he's back. No word on how long he'll be out of action. But he did get surgery. He said it was a success. And best of luck to a quick return for him. So, Queen Aminata heading back to the U.S. Her backpack was stolen Saturday, and she lost her passport, all of her belongings. I was told this was not at and obviously it wasn't because it wasn't a show that day. Apparently she was at like another show, and everything got stolen, and they actually held up the show. Like, the police were there and everything.
Wow.
And apparently she's on her way back home now, but everything got stolen. So hopefully she's back soon. Won't be back in time for Dynamite tonight, but she's on her way home.
No guard for the queen?
No, man. She's tough.
I mean, I guess the royal guard doesn't recognize whatever country or foreign entity Queen Aminata is from.
Eve. This person thinks she was at an Eve show.
The rapper?
No, Tom. The promotion. Dynamite tonight. We've got 4 matches announced. So essentially this tells you who's still alive after the pay-per-view this weekend. Darby Allin versus Claudio. Falls count anywhere match. Which I presume Darby wins because my guess is All Out. I confuse these regularly. I presume All Out is Darby Moxley one-on-one. Megan Bain and Penelope Ford.
Why don't they wait till Darby All In?
Oh, that'd be another year, buddy. You just sit there all day and, like, think. Megan Bain and Penelope Ford versus Statlander and Harley Cameron. John Moxley versus Daniel Garcia. That's weird. And Brody King, Bandito, and Jet Speed versus Okada, Hechicero, Takeshita, and Josh Alexander, just because we got to have a party match. So, also, I'm told that Brooke was at Hogan's funeral home, not the actual funeral. So, big difference. You know, I got a couple of things. First off, you know, they had a... last year, that Wrestle Dream show was in Seattle.
Yes.
2 years in a row, Wrestle Dream was in Seattle, okay? And they did, you know, they murdered Bryan Danielson, and they murdered Darby. Like, they murdered all the hometown guys. And, like, when the show's over, it's like, okay, well, you know, next year at Wrestle Dream in Seattle, Darby Allin's going to make his triumphant return, and he's going to beat Jon Moxley. And then, like, 3 months ago, they announced Seattle ain't getting Wrestle Dream. It's going to, like, Oklahoma. So it's like, they did all that at Wrestle Dream to build up, like, a great ticket-selling main event for the following year in the guy's hometown, and then they move it to like Kentucky or whatever. And then, you know, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but you know, the last shows they ran in the Seattle area did poorly. Okay? They were the shows they ran in Kent. And if I ever find out, you listen to me, Tony Khan, if I ever find out that you pulled Wrestle Dream out of Seattle because of the attendance in those two Kent shows, I'm fixing to be mad. Because you know why those shows didn't draw? Number one, because they were in Kent, which is not Seattle. And number two, because you didn't advertise anything for either show. There were zero matches announced for Collision. Big, giant, goose egg zero. And then they actually shot an angle for Dynamite on Collision, but for reasons unknown, they didn't even advertise it for Dynamite. So all of us that went to Collision, zero matches for Dynamite. And then the show doesn't draw. And then they pull Wrestle Dream. I don't like it one bit. And I bring it up also. Oh, it's St. Louis, Brian Rose said. But anyway, you know where it isn't? It's not Seattle. So it doesn't matter if it's the moon. The point is, it's not in the Seattle area for the obvious follow-up a year later to last year's show. Yes.
Hold on. They went... Now, granted, I don't even like Seattle. But they chose St. Louis over Seattle. I would be offended.
I'm offended for Seattle. I'm offended. And you know, the other thing is... There's a reason it was probably in Seattle, is it's Wrestle Dream. It's easy to fly everybody from, you know, Japan to Seattle for the New Japan aspect. I don't know if they're not going to have New Japan wrestlers anymore. But, like, that's a lot further to go to St. Louis, Missouri. I got one more thing after the break, then we'll do NXT Observer Live.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003.
800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I got one other thing. I held that all in during the break. So I was watching that AEW show this weekend. And you know, they are strongly teasing Daniel Garcia is going to turn on Nigel. He comes out with a towel. He's arguing with the ref the entire time. He shoves that fella out of the way at the end, at Tony Schiavone, and you think he's going to attack him, but then he just raises his hand. I'm like, my God, is this really a turn that we need to drag on for 7 months? It's Daniel Garcia, dude. The guy ain't doing nothing. He's better served as a heel. Just turn this guy and get it over with, and let's move on. And you know what people told me, Tom? They go, what? Oh, no, we couldn't turn Daniel Garcia. We're already beating up Swerve Strickland, and we're already beating up Will Ospreay. We can't have another heel beat down and turn. I was like, what are you talking about? Did you guys watch Wrestle Dream? Dude, I went to Wrestle Dream. I loved it. Let me make this clear. I had a great time at that show. I loved it. But you know what all I heard when I left was from the people in the building? Man, they killed this town. They killed every local on that show. They murdered and retired Bryan Danielson. They killed off Darby Allin. They killed Nick Wayne. I think they killed everybody on that show. So don't tell me they couldn't turn Daniel Garcia. Come on. Maybe that's why they didn't draw well in Kent. They killed off all the baby faces at Wrestle Dream. I'm bitter. I want my Wrestle Dream in Seattle. I think they should move it back. They've moved shows before, right? Isn't this the Antonio Inoki Memorial Show? It should be in Seattle.
I mean, it was originally.
Yes. What'd you think of NXT? Where are you? Did you shrink?
Yeah, remember how on the Brack show, he had that little daddy? That's what happened to me.
I see. Are you in pain?
I had to put my leg up.
I see. Okay.
I just had to elevate my foot.
I'll allow that.
But it's kind of funny, though. Actually, that's why I like it.
Isn't there any way to zoom in on that guy?
Put Brian and I side by side.
Yeah. Do a side by side with me and Tom. Everyone can see how ridiculous this is.
I mean, I can see it on my end, which is funny enough. But
as soon as we, there we go. Layer it up. Except he's way over there. There we go. Yeah, now move me over. This will be worth it, everybody. Because now I can look down at him. Tom? Remember when you pulled my stump? I'm going to get my revenge.
You will not get your revenge.
Yeah, I will. You
no,
little
you're
idiot.
Not. I'm going to sneak right
yeah,
through your legs.
Yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do to me?
Listen, it's not about the size of the dog in the fight. It's about the whatever it is. This chihuahua's going to get you, buddy.
All right. So what'd you think of NXT?
I told you, not much.
Yeah.
I mean,
I kind of liked it, actually.
I mean, whatever. It seems like the same formula, you know, from like PLE to PLE. Now it seems like we're going to get another multi-man tag with Dark State against all the main event guys, Hank and Tank, Oba Femi, Ricky Saints.
There's things about this show. Like, Shawn Michaels did an interview, and I think he said, like, NXT is, like, the best wrestling show. And,
I mean, what?
In you know,
kind of most entertaining?
I kind of, sort of. It's weird. I kind of look forward to it more than any other show, because it is the one show, unlike any other, where it's like, man, I don't know what's going to happen on this show. I don't know what Booker's going to say. I don't know what stupid thing Ava's going to do. Like, I don't know what crazy, ultra-choreographed, preposterous match I'm going to watch. It feels the most like 90s wrestling, which makes sense because Sean's booking it.
What I did not expect was Tyra Mae Steele to get her kind of win back here.
Yeah. Well, let's get to this. So the opening segment is basically Ricky Starks wants a shot at Obafemi for the title. Josh Briggs comes out and says, I'm the guy that should get the shot. And then I swear to God this happened. Ava comes out and she announces Javon is missing. He's missing. She literally said, we have not heard from him following his loss. He's gone. And she don't care.
She's got a job to do.
Bro, there's 4 weeks until the next PLE. This guy's missing. He's just vanished.
And she's like, skinny.
Well, moving on.
Maybe he's behind a pole in the parking lot at NXT.
Moving on. We got to, we got to book a match. So Josh and Ricky is the main event tonight. Winner gets Oba at the at No Mercy. I'm like, okay.
Maybe
I guess I got a correction, by the way. I guess what Shawn Michaels said is it was the best two-hour wrestling show, which is almost only NXT. It's a collision, and Dynamite likes to do the overrun, and I guess TNA is 2 hours, right?
I mean, we don't get the entire camera angle of the ring all the time. Maybe Javon was just behind one of the posts.
No, dude. They haven't heard from him. The guy's missing.
Mm.
And it's like, and it's because it's NXT and people are murdered and such, apparently it's like no big deal. She's like, I gotta make a match.
Hold on. We haven't heard from Tony D in weeks. And the speculation was that he got whacked.
Yeah.
I haven't heard a damn thing from Eva about that.
Then we had Kalani Jordan and Blake Monroe, which a buddy of mine was like, I'll pay you to not review this one. So I was expecting like a travesty, and it was all right. I mean, they had a long, long choreographed high spot early. Blake got some heat. Kalani did the comeback, which had like one-arm cartwheels and falling into the splits for no reason. I was just banging my head on my iPad. And then Jordan shows up.
Some ribs removed or something?
Jordan shows up, and she, like, chases Blake to the back, but then Blake is trapped. And then Jordan's like, you have a match to wrestle. Get back there. So Blake just goes back to the ring, and then Kalani hits her with some twisting thing and a split-legged moonsault and pins her.
I was baffled. Shocked.
Like, all right.
All right, I guess. Why?
Now,
but
I will.
This finish sucked.
I will say this. It did suck. I will say that when they announced Miles Bourne and Lexus King in a freaking blindfold match, I was like, oh my God, what next? But I will say, as far as like all of the blindfold matches I've ever seen, this was on the high end.
For sure.
They actually worked it very well. And I think what made it even better is, like, the crowd is just eating it up. I mean, they are eating it up. And, you know, Lexus King is doing the pratfalls, and he's just a complete idiot. And
which it serves him well.
Yeah, and Miles, you know. And then it's like a good finish. It's like the ref kind of gets bumped, and then, you know, Lexus takes the hood off, hits the guy with the low blow, puts the hood back on, pins him. I enjoyed this. For a blindfold match, it may have been the best one I've ever seen.
Yeah, two big wins this weekend for the brothers, Lexus King and Brody King.
I guess so, yeah. Ren Sinclair and Kendall Gray versus Tatum Paxley and Izzy Dame. This Kendall Gray, dude, she's 52 matches in her life. And, you know, I know if I say she's like a Braun Breaker, people are going to go crazy, but she's like a Braun Breaker in the sense that she's had 52 matches, and she looks like she's been working for years. She can sell. Her offense looks great. They never have her do anything stupid. She did this sweet flying armbar that was just awesome. And
she moves so fast.
Oh, yeah.
And so well. Like, she is on a different level athletically than a lot of these women who are fantastic athletes.
Yes. She is incredible. And the finish is like, it's a good idea, but end up being stupid. So what happened was they do a double finish deal where Kendall hits this awesome flying armbar, And the story is, Izzy could save her, or she could get the pin and win the match. And I guess we're supposed to think she's selfish because she got the pin and won the match for her team. But then, as dumb as that is, she didn't save Tatum. But then when the match is over, Tatum just jumps up and she raises her arm. She doesn't sell her arm at all. So I'm like, I don't know why I'm supposed to feel sad for Tatum. Apparently the armbar didn't hurt.
Well, she never got it fully extended.
Whatever happened.
Tatum was fighting it off.
Oh, man.
They've been working that submission defense.
I guess. Ricky Saints and Josh Briggs, I thought was a really good match. Really good match. Ricky beat him clean with a Destino and a Tornado DDT. And it is Ricky and Oba for the title at No Mercy. And this was a match worth going out of your way to see. It was really good. Jada came in, total babyface.
Dark face. State ran in at the end of that, didn't they?
No, I think it's later. It was after that. Oh. So, Oba comes out, confronts Ricky, and they're going back and forth, and the Light Squad, that's when Dark State shows up. And a big brawl breaks out. Hank and Tank make the save, sets up a 8-man coming up.
Your NXT Tag Team Champions, Dark State, by the way.
Yes, they won the titles this weekend. They plug the Speed Championship is coming to NXT. I was crying during this segment. Because they announced, here are the four women that will be in a Speed tournament starting September 2nd. You ready?
Yes.
I swear to God, this is what they said. WWE's Candice LeRae. NXT's Lainey Reed. I was like, who? What? Lainey Reed is an NXT talent after all that? And then it's
well,
TNA's.
Well, first, Brian, let me say, she's all that.
TNA is Zaya Brookside and Triple A's Fabia Apache. Tyra Mae Steele versus Alba Fire. This actually is like a great example. I don't know how many matches Tyra Mae has had, but it's probably not been many.
Probably about half as many as Kendall Gray.
Tyra Mae Steele has had... Actually, she's had 36 matches. She's got a long, long way to go. I mean, obviously, incredible athlete, Olympic gold medalist. But, I mean, you know, she looked so green in this match. Alba did everything she could to try to carry it. But, I mean, Tyra's got a long way to go. And she did get the win. After Ethan tried to interfere, Tyra stomped the hand. Tyra rolled her up and pinned her. And then Chelsea hit the ring, took out Tyra. Tavion tried to make the save. Ethan took him out. It's like they shot the angle for the mixed tag after they did the mixed tag. They do that often.
I've got a feeling Tavion Heights is going to win that title from Ethan Page, is my guess.
Yeah.
How this all ends up.
Chelsea and Ethan came out of nowhere as a duo, but dude, they're awesome.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. I mean, yeah, they came out of nowhere as a duo, but they didn't come out of nowhere as individual performers.
Well, no.
And just as good as they are, that Secret the Secret Hervis is great, too. Alba Fire. You know, when Isla Dawn was released, a lot of people wondered, like, what is Alba Fire going to do? Where does she fit in? Well, she's in a much better position now, I think, than when she was actually one half of the World Tag Team Champions. She's on TV all the time. Her, Piper, and Chelsea, and now adding Ethan to the mix, are just a fantastic act. And I look forward to seeing them every time they're on TV.
All right, we'll do the main event after the break. Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
To be a jerk, but don't interrupt, Tom, because I got to get two things out of the way. So first off, the main event was Ren Sinclair... I'm sorry, the main event was the women's Lola and Sol and Zarya versus Fatal Influence six-woman tag, and Lola pinned Fallon with the back fist. This was an excellent television main event. It was the best match on the show by far. Finish was great, and these they did a great job. So that is worth going out of your way to see, is the main event with the six-woman tag. And I also wanted to mention, because this just came out, before we go, Kevin Owens did get his neck surgery, and he said he was nervous going in because they weren't sure how severe the fusion was going to be, and there are obviously multiple levels. That's how many discs need to be fused, and they went in there, and they found that he only needed one fused, which is the best-case scenario, obviously. If it's really bad, it can be three or more. Or in the case of Kurt Angle, it can be so bad that your entire neck fuses itself, as he explained to us.
That's what happened to my hip.
Yeah. So he has to make sure that it heals correctly. And if it works, if the bones fuse properly post-surgery, he hopes to be back wrestling in the next year. So that's very good news. All the best to him. So there you go. How is your hip? I saw those pictures the other day. It's disgusting.
My femoral head.
Yeah, gross. They just cut it off?
Chop it. They saw it off, and then they stick the rest of the new implant of metal and plastic and ceramic right in there. But I'm your boy, Blue.
We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.